Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Everyone needs one. An emergency fund to see them through rough financial times. With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. You know, it's generally recommended that we all have at least 3 to 6 months worth of basic monthly living expenses. I'm talking about things like the mortgage, rent, food, health insurance, homeowners, renters, car insurance, things like that. That money is needed to protect ourselves from an unexpected financial strain and also to give you just a little bit of a peace of mind. Your emergency fund goal should be 12 months, though, if you're self-employed. Now, I've talked about this before, but never have people asked about it so much. Now that so many have had to go to that emergency fund to bridge the gap during this deep financial crisis from which we are hopefully beginning to reemerge. So I'm going to go over it again, because as you begin to rebuild, rebuilding your emergency fund should be high on the agenda. It may seem impossible when money is tight, but here are some clever ways to at least find a little bit of extra cash. Check your home phone bill. Do you really need long distance on your landline? Because if you get free nights and weekends on your mobile phone, you can make your long distance calls for free. Need to also maybe check your cell phone usage. If you go over your monthly minutes allowance, you could be paying exorbitant prices to maintain your cell phone. Then again, you might be using fewer minutes than you are paying for each month, so it might pay to scale back to a cheaper plan with less minutes. Just be sure that you use well below the lesser allowance, because if you go over, I guess you have learned before, I know I certainly have, you will quickly negate those savings. And as the end of the year is coming around, let me just give a sense of what you might want to do for yourself in the new year. Make sure that you change your withholding, because the goal is no tax refund, so that you don't owe and you don't get. The idea is that your withholding is correct and it gives you the use of your money for a year rather than giving Uncle Sam an interest-free loan. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.